More than 50 years after the assassination of the then US President John F. Kennedy, about 300 of the last unopened files on the investigation will stay that way for now. President Donald Trump has made a last-minute decision to withhold from the public the group of classified documents that were set to be released with 2,800 others. Mr. Trump says in a memo that he had no choice, citing what he called potentially irreversible harm to national security if he allowed all of them to be made public. Those withheld will be under a six-month review after the others were released today to meet the deadline for a law mandating their release. Conspiracy theories still abound about what happened in Dallas, Texas on November 22, 1963. President Kennedy was shot dead as he travelled through the city in an open-air limousine, while the Texas Governor John Connally, in the same car, was wounded. The news stunned the world as events unfolded.
It appears as though something has happened in the motorcade route. Something, I repeat, has happened in the motorcade route.
And just now we've received reports here at Parkland that Governor Connally was shot in the upper left chest, and the first unconfirmed reports say the president was hit in the head.
A former Marine named Lee Harvey Oswald was arrested and charged with the killing, but he denied it, describing himself as a patsy. Oswald was a Marxist who'd moved to the former Soviet Union in 1959 and lived there until 1962. In the months before the assassination, he travelled to Mexico, where he visited the Cuban and Soviet embassies. Oswald never went to trial because he was killed 2 days after President Kennedy, when he was shot in the basement of the Dallas Police Department by nightclub owner Jack Ruby. President was allegedly struck by shots Oswald fired from high up in a building along the parade route, the Texas School Book Depository.
And a Dallas newsman, Val Couch, said he was riding shortly behind the president in the parade. He said after the shots were fired, he happened to look up at about the fifth or sixth floor of the Texas Book Depository. He said he saw the rifle being pulled back in.
In 1992, the U.S. Congress ordered all records relating to the investigation into President Kennedy's death be made public. It set a final deadline of October the 26th, 2017. Donald Trump had put out a memo ordering the release of the documents, saying the public deserved to be fully informed about all aspects of what he called a pivotal event.
The President of the United States is dead. I have just talked to Father Oscar Hubert of the Holy Trinity Catholic Church. He and another priest tell me that the pair of men have just administered the last rites of the Catholic Church to President Kennedy. President Kennedy has been assassinated. It's official now. The president is dead.
It's understood the CIA, the FBI, the US State Department and other agencies applied final pressure to block the release of certain documents. Mr. Trump's decision came down to a last-minute debate within the intelligence agencies, and despite having months to prepare for the deadline, he prolonged it. Officials say Mr. Trump will now impress upon the agencies that only in the rarest cases should files stay secret after the six-month review. In 1964, the Warren Commission report found that Lee Harvey Oswald was responsible for firing the fatal shots from the Texas School Book Depository. In 1979, the House Select Committee on Assassinations concluded there was a high probability that there'd been two gunmen. Governor Connally added weight to that argument, maintaining that he was not hit by the same type of bullet as President Kennedy.